Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the second parak of Maseches Maestros, and we're going to do Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin, both Mishnayos Zayin and at least the first half of Mishnah Ches discuss a situation where a person is working for somebody else with food, that you're doing work with food, and you're snacking from the food, you're eating from the food. And the question is whether you're Chayv in Maestros on the fruits that you're taking and that you're snacking from. And the basic rule of Mishnah Zayin is only going to be articulated at the end of Mishnah Zayin, that if you're snacking, you're eating from food that the halacha entitles you to eat from, even without any special arrangement. It's just that min haTorah, sometimes a boss has to allow the worker to eat from the food that he's working with. Well, then you're not going to have bichayev in Shumas HaMaestros. But if it's the kind of thing, because there was nothing to be kaver from Maestros, so you're going to be allowed to snack from it. But it's the kind of thing that the boss is not obligated to allow you to eat from, and you just arrange in your contract that you're going to be allowed to eat from it, so then it's like a mechira, because then it's like part of your compensation. So since that's part of your compensation, that's like a mechira, and a mechira is kover for maestros, and therefore you're going to have to be mafresh chumas maestros, and so that's essentially the rule that's going to be played out in Mishnah Zayin. And then in Mishnah Ches, we're going to talk about what, at least first half of Mishnah Ches, we're going to talk about when you actually are entitled min haTorah to eat from the food. So Mishnah Zayin tells us as follows: you hire a worker to help you spread out figs in order to dry. You want to have dried figs. So Amalo, the worker says to him, I'm going to do the work, but only Almanas that I get to eat the figs. You can eat the figs and you don't even have to be offered shumas and maisos from them, because you're anyway entitled to eat the figs. That's not considered a mechira. There's nothing that's being koveya a chiv of maisos over there. You're automatically entitled to eat those figs. But if you push a little further and you make part of your compensation package, not just that you're allowed to eat the figs, but that other members of your family are going to be allowed to eat the figs. Or you say that my son should be able to eat the figs, meaning that's going to be part of my wage, because if the son isn't working, you're working. So you want to be able to take the rights that you have to eat the figs and say, look, I don't even like figs, but my son, he loves figs. So that the Torah doesn't require the balabas to provide you with. The Torah requires the balabas to provide you with the right to eat, not to provide your son with the right to eat. So then, who ochel upater? Whatever you eat personally, you're not going to have to take maestros from, because there's no mechira, since anyway the guy was obligated to provide that for you. But ubno ochel v'chayiv. But your son is going to eat the figs, and he's going to be chayiv. Or the other family members, you have to be mafresh maestros first, because when they receive those figs, that's considered to be a mechira. That's considered to be a real sale. So even though, you know, your son was just eating the figs that you would have been entitled to eat anyway, the Torah only gives the right to eat to the worker. It does not give the right to eat to the son. That's considered separate compensation, and that's therefore considered a mechira. Or if, let's say, you work into your contract, not only do I want to be able to eat the figs when I'm spreading them out to dry, but even after I spread them out to dry, I want to be able to eat them, which is beyond what the Torah requires him to provide you with. So b'shasak tziochel pater, whatever figs you're going to eat while you're spreading out them out to dry, that you're entitled to in the Torah anyway, and therefore you're going to be pater from Isos. But le'acharak tziochel chayiv, whatever figs you're going to spread out after whatever you're going to eat after you've already spread them out, that's not an entitlement to the Torah. That's a mechira. That's considered part of your wages, and then you're going to be chayiv. She'ino ochel min haTorah, because the halacha is you're not allowed to eat after the time of spreading them out min haTorah, meaning there is no automatic requirement that the balabas has to give you the right to eat it, and therefore it's just considered to be part of your compensation package, and that's considered to be a mechira. Zeh haklal ha'ochel min haTorah patur she'eino ochel min haTorah chayiv. And the Mishnah maybe should have led with the klal, but the Mishnah often does it concludes with the klal, that the klal is that whenever you're entitled anyway to eat min haTorah, so then there is no mechira, and memela you're allowed to snack on it. You're allowed to eat it without chumas maestros, without being mafresh chumas maestros. However, if you were not automatically entitled min haTorah, and you just worked out a deal where you're going to be entitled to eat beyond what the Torah entitles you to eat, so then that's considered a mechira, and that's therefore koveya for chumas maestros. So along the same theme, Mishnah Ches starts to elaborate on what you're entitled to min haTorah. Hayosa bilav. levasim. If a person was working with levasim, which is a type of cheap fig, lo yochal b'mnosheva, that does not entitle you to eat the higher quality figs b'mnosheva. But if you're working with the higher figs, lo yochal b'levasim, that does not entitle you minat Torah to eat from the cheaper figs, because the halacha minat Torah is that you're only allowed to eat from the figs that you were hired to eat from, as the Bartanur points out, because the pasuk says kisavu b'kerem reyacha ve'achalta anavim ma tamalam ve'achalta anavim. Why does it have to say that you eat grapes v'chilo yadam shem b'kerem el anavim? Don't we know that a vineyard means that there are grapes mikan shem hayosu b'teinim le'achal b'anavim? That teaches me that if you were working with te'enim, then you're not entitled to eat anavim. Meaning, if you're working on a fig tree and there happens to be a vineyard owned by the same owner, you're not allowed to mention the grapes that are in that kerem, because that's not what you're working with. So that's the source, the Bartanur points out, that you're only allowed you're only entitled minat Torah to eat from that which you're working with. Avol moneahu es atzma shemegil makom yafas v'yochel. But if you're working, let's say, with an entire orchard of fig trees, and you're looking at the first few trees, and those figs don't look so appetizing to you, so you can say, you don't have to take proportionally, a higher quality and lower quality figs, proportionally based on the number of trees, higher quality trees and lower quality trees that you're working with. You can save it all up and wait till you get to a really good tree and then take all of your snacks at that tree. So you are entitled to do that because you are working with the higher quality figs, and you don't have to just proportionally take the quality of figs that's a representative sample of the types of figs that you're working with. Now the Mishnah goes back to the idea of being mafresh maestros from stuff that was sold. So machlefim chavero, if you person makes a trade with his friend with the following deal, zelechol v'zelechol, you give someone produce that's ready to eat, and he gives you back other produce that's ready to eat, zeliktos v'zeliktos, you give someone produce that's ready to be put out to dry, and he gives you back other produce that's ready to be put out to dry, or zelechol v'zeliktos, one person gives his friend produce that's ready to eat, and the other one gives him back produce that's ready to put out to dry. In all these cases, chayev, each person is not allowed to snack on it until he eats mafresh trumos ma'isos, because that is considered a mechira. Any trade is considered a mechira. So you're traded for produce that's going to be eaten, so you're not allowed to eat until you're mafresh ma'isos. Rabbi Yehuda omer hamachlif lechol chayev, the person who trades for produce that's ready to eat. Yeah, so he just bought, so that's considered a mechira. So he's going to be obligated in trumos ma'isos. Veliktos pater, but the one who's receiving produce that's laid out to dry is pater from being mafresh ma'isos, because what he bought was something that did not yet have a gemar malacha. And this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember from yesterday's Mishnayos, where he said that Rabbi Meir held that a mechira alone is koveya, but Rabbi Yehuda said no, a mechira is only koveya if there's also a gemar malacha. But if the produce is still needs to be laid out to dry, then it means it did not yet have a gemar malacha, so that mechira alone would not have been a mechayev. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if that whenever a worker is eating from the fruits that he's working with, which he's entitled to do min haTorah anyway, you don't need to be mafresh trumos ma'isos. It's not considered a mechira. But whenever he makes part of his deal that he's getting more than what the Torah automatically entitles him to, like his family is able to eat from it, or they're able to eat from it even later on, even after it's already been laid out to dry, things like that. So then that's considered a mechira, and he's going to have to be mafresh trumos ma'isos even before snacking on it. We then learned in Mishnah Ches, the first half of Mishnah Ches, that a worker is only entitled to eat the fruits that he's actually working with. He can wait till he gets to the best fruits that he's working with, but he's not entitled to eat fruits that he's not working with. And then the second half of Mishnah Ches taught us a machlokas, that if two people barter fruits with each other, whether it be that they're both going to eat from the fruits, or whether it be that they're both going to lay out the fruits to dry, or it's one guy's going to eat from them and the other one's going to lay them out to dry, so the Tanakama holds that automatically it's going to be chayv and maestros, because that's a that is a um, that is a mechira that's koveya. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's only a mechira that's koveya if there's been a gemar malacha, if it's ready to be eaten. But if it's just being put out to dry, then that's not yet a gemar malacha, and therefore it's not yet going to be chayiv in Maestros. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the third parak of Maseches Maestros.